Chapter 11. Wedding Night. Somehow, they find themselves in Chun Wei's private quarters. Is that where Jiayun Lan is supposed to live now? He never quite got around to asking what was going to happen after the wedding. He never really let himself think about it. Jiayun Lan slumps down into the overly comfortable, but still kind of gaudy-looking couch. Chun Wei seems to hesitate for a moment, and then sits down in the armchair close by. The glaive has vanished somewhere on their way here, and Jiayun Lan clearly hasn't been paying enough attention, because he's not at all sure when that happened. Jiayun Lan really wants to close his eyes and forget about everything for a moment. But he can't do that, can he? Things keep happening to him, without any say from Jiayun Lan, and he's frankly getting really fucking tired of it. What was all that about, Chun Wei? Chun Wei's expression goes tight and forbidding. Jiayun Lan hadn't seen Chun Wei's expression when he'd been one step from slicing that woman's throat open, but he imagines it had probably looked a lot like that. Is this what most people see when they look at Chun Wei, then? Is this the Chun Wei that Da Qing had so easily assumed wanted Jiayun Lan dead? Ya Qing works for my Didi, I suppose you could say. There's a distinctly unhappy note to those words. Jiayun Lan feels his heart clench with sympathy. Chun Wei falters, and that sternness bleeds away from him like it was never there. Chun Wei looks down at his hands in his lap. I'm sorry, it's my fault this happened, Chun Wei says in a rush, his words heavy with guilt. The urge to soothe away any distress is almost overwhelming, and Jiayun Lan has to force himself to just stay where he is. He needs to know what's going on, not let himself get distracted by feelings. How do you figure that? He asks with a healthy dose of skepticism. Chun Wei glances up at him briefly, before looking down at his hands again. Apparently they're suddenly really fascinating. I sent a message to Didi about the wedding, Chun Wei admits quietly. He looks up to meet Jiayun Lan's eyes. It was foolish of me, Chun Wei states. There's enough blame in Chun Wei's eyes that Jiayun Lan really doesn't need to add to it. He agrees that it was probably stupid to contact a brother that Jiayun Lan is pretty sure wants Jiayun Lan dead. And who Jiayun Lan still suspects might have had some part in what happened to Kunlun. Why? Jiayun Lan asks with a frown. That's the part that baffles him here. Chun Wei lets out a little broken-sounding laugh. I didn't want him to find out from the Holonet. A stray part of Jiayun Lan's brain tries to figure out if Holonet is some sort of equivalent of TV or internet. Like that's actually all that important right now. But the bigger part of him is concentrated on the fact that he's just realized that Chun Wei still desperately wants to reconcile with his brother. Maybe Jiayun Lan should have figured that out sooner. He's just been a bit distracted by everything else. Jiayun Lan doesn't exactly like his own odds if Chun Wei ends up having to choose between Jiayun Lan and his brother. Jiayun Lan is a stranger after all, not someone Chun Wei has spent tens of thousands of years with. He's not happy about the marriage, huh? That makes Chun Wei huff out another little laugh, but this one sounds reluctantly amused. It's better than the broken sound from earlier, at least. No, he's not. Chun Wei takes a little breath. But it's too late for him to do anything about it now. Yeah, Jiayun Lan says dryly. If he kills me now, you'll still have my part of the family business. Chun Wei looks at him with big, startled eyes, and there's something hurt and broken deep in them. Jiayun Lan thinks for a moment that that might just be Chun Wei's soul reflected in his eyes. He shakes off the ridiculous thought. You've talked to Da Qing, Chun Wei says, and it's not exactly an accusation. Then Chun Wei sighs, and his shoulders slump just a fraction. I'm sorry, Jiayun Lan. I should have told you. Jiayun Lan isn't entirely sure which part he's talking about, but yeah, You should have. Shun Wei turns his gaze back down, and Zhao Yunlan's heart aches sharply again. He's coming to realize that he really doesn't like seeing Shun Wei hurt, even when he might deserve it. Well, what's done is done, Zhao Yunlan says with a sigh, and leans forward to pat Shun Wei on the knee. Shun Wei is stiff under his touch, like they hadn't been touching a lot more a while ago. What's going to happen now? Zhao Yunlan asks, and realizing how ambiguous that is, adds, with Yaqing, I mean. What do you want to happen? Shun Wei asks simply, like it's that easy. Zhao Yunlan stares at him for a moment. He pulls his hand back and leans back in the couch. He was just thinking he was tired of things happening without anyone bothering to ask him, but... You're asking me? Zhao Yunlan asks with a small incredulous laugh. I have no idea about... He waves his hand in front of him vaguely. How anything here is supposed to work. Shun Wei hums quietly, and Zhao Yunlan isn't sure if that's supposed to be agreement or not. That's not a bad thing, Zhao Yunlan, Shun Wei says, his voice quiet. That makes Zhao Yunlan raise an eyebrow at him. You'll have to explain that one, he tells Shun Wei. Do you have any idea how little any of us change, Zhao Yunlan? You see things differently than we do. There's more than a touch of wonder in Shun Wei's words, and Zhao Yunlan doesn't quite know how to feel about that. Zhao Yunlan laughs because he has to do something. He'll just blunder through everything, he points out. Somehow, he doesn't think they're just talking about Yaqing and her lot anymore. You'll learn enough, Shun Wei says with utter confidence. Zhao Yunlan doesn't think anyone had that much faith in him since his mom, and even her belief in him isn't quite that blind. Shun Wei ducks his head shyly, that adorable little blush rising up to stain his cheeks. I'll be here to help you with the rest. Oh, Zhao Yunlan thinks. He knows they're married and all now, but somehow he didn't expect that it would mean all that much. He thinks Shun Wei just offered to stay with him for the foreseeable future. Or maybe he already did that when he proposed, and Zhao Yunlan was just too slow to catch on. So, what would normally happen with Yaqing and her lot? Zhao Yunlan asks after a moment, trying to bring this all back to where it had started. It's a bit more relevant right now than his sudden revelations about his new marriage. We could have them executed, Shun Wei says quite calmly, like executing people is the kind of thing you do, every once in a while. Shun Wei's next words are softer. I would prefer not to. Shun Wei looks away from him, like those words are something to feel ashamed of. This fucked up society has really done a job on him, hasn't it? Zhao Yunlan thinks and doesn't give himself time to think about what he's doing, as he leans forward and grabs Shun Wei's hand. Shun Wei looks at him, startled. Okay, let's just settle one thing first. Wanting to not kill people is a good thing. He squeezes Shun Wei's hand a bit, and Shun Wei gives him a small smile. He thinks about the way Shun Wei had held that blade to Yaqing's throat. But you almost killed her earlier, didn't you, Shun Wei? Zhao Yunlan tries very hard to keep any judgment from his voice. Hell, in those circumstances he wouldn't have blamed Shun Wei in the least. Except maybe once she was standing helpless in front of him and Shun Wei was still... There's a flash of something dark in Shun Wei's eyes, and Zhao Yunlan feels a shiver of something down his spine that isn't quite fear. It probably should be. She threatened you, Shun Wei says, his mouth twisting into something that's very close to a snarl. Liquid heat pools in Zhao Yunlan's belly and... Okay then, he thinks, and tries to swallow. So, intense and dangerous is definitely a turn-on for him. But when it comes to Shun Wei, he suspects pretty much everything is a turn-on. Okay then, Zhao Yunlan says out loud, his voice a bit too high-pitched. He clears his throat and it takes half a second to remember what the fuck he wanted to say. Since I'm alive and, well, Let's go with the option where we don't kill anyone. That dangerous look vanishes from Shunwei's eyes as thoroughly as if it had never been there, which is just a bit disturbing. There are other options, Shunwei says. We can choose a punishment or we can let her go. Zhao Yunlan looks at Shunwei for a moment. He tries to think about all the things that Shunwei isn't saying. Tries to figure out if this will somehow affect whatever complicated situation exists between Shunwei and his brother. With Zhao Yunlan mixed into it now too, he supposes. And what happens if we just let them go? Is your brother going to send her after me again? Zhao Yunlan is almost certain that she, or someone very much like her, judging by the black wings, was the one who came after them that first time on Earth, when he met Da Qing. Shunwei opens his mouth and then closes it again, and lets out a dry huff instead that isn't quite a laugh. My judgment concerning Didi hasn't been the best lately, Shunwei admits with a somewhat chagrined expression. But I don't think we'll have any trouble from Ya Qing anymore. Her association with Didi is loose enough that she might not even return to him. Zhao Yunlan nods. It's kind of reassuring to know that Shunwei is at least aware that he's not exactly objective about his brother. It's something, at least. I don't need anyone to be punished for my sake, Shunwei. If you want to let her go, or make whatever deal with her that you want to, I don't mind. Shunwei blinks at him, and then blushes, which is really confirmation enough that he'd been planning something. Did he really think Zhao Yunlan would assume that Ya Qing will just spontaneously decide to not go back to the person who's paying her, without any kind of incentive? Not that Zhao Yunlan knows much about this place. But that seems a bit unlikely. Shunwei nods and doesn't even try to defend the lie he's been caught in. I will leave it for tomorrow, he says. And then they're suddenly just sitting there, holding hands with nothing else to say. Zhao Yunlan swallows. Why the hell is he so nervous now? They might not have talked about what would happen here and now, but they both want to have sex, right? That shouldn't be complicated. They're even married for fuck's sake, and Zhao Yunlan is good at casual sex. So why is it that the butterflies are definitely back again? Did you want to... Zhao Yunlan tries to ask, once the quiet has definitely stretched out too long. Except the right words refuse to quite materialize. What if Shunwei doesn't mean for this to happen? Just because he might want to fuck Zhao Yunlan... And look, Zhao Yunlan is pretty sure Shunwei wouldn't have been looking at him the way he's been if he didn't. Doesn't mean there might not be a good reason not to do anything about it. Like, maybe he's already in a relationship. Maybe the fucking resemblance to his dad is weirding him out, as it should. Zhao Yunlan bites his lip. He's better at this than this, he reminds himself. Zhao Yunlan, Shunwei says, his voice strangled, his eyes fixed on Zhao Yunlan's lips. Not for the first time. Zhao Yunlan sorely regrets the lack of lollipops. He licks his lips instead and gives Shunwei a lazy grin. It feels a bit more shaky than usual, and then lets his eyes run down Shunwei's body in a very deliberate way. Shunwei lets out a little gasp, and then before Zhao Yunlan quite registers what's happening, Shunwei pulls at Zhao Yunlan's hand and more or less hauls Zhao Yunlan over into his lap. It's not like Zhao Yunlan resists, but then somehow he'd missed how fucking strong Shunwei must be under all that lace he keeps wearing. Zhao Yunlan straddles Shunwei's thighs and grins down at him. I'll take that as a yes, he says, feeling a bit breathless. Shunwei growls at him, grabbing him by the neck and pulling him down into a bruising kiss. Zhao Yunlan forgets to worry about anything else, as all that suddenly matters is Shunwei's mouth against his, hot and demanding. They break away from each other, panting. Zhao Yunlan rests his forehead against Shunwei's as he tries to catch his breath. Shunwei's grip on the back of his neck gentles a bit. Shunwei's fingers lightly playing with Zhao Yunlan's hair. Zhao Yunlan's own hands have somehow tangled into Shen Wei's long hair, and he loosens his own grip. The tiny bells tinkle gently as he pets Shen Wei's hair. Zhao Yunlan can't help the little amused laugh that escapes him between panted breaths. "You don't have to. This isn't..." Shen Wei tries to say, his breaths having calmed down enough to speak. There's a frustrated little noise, as whatever he's trying to say apparently doesn't come out quite right. Zhao Yunlan pulls his head away so he can look at Shen Wei. He runs his finger down Shen Wei's cheek, and Shen Wei's eyes focus on him. "Hey, it's okay. Take your time," he says gently. It makes Shen Wei smile just a bit, and Zhao Yunlan will count that as a victory. Shen Wei closes his eyes and takes a calming breath. When he opens his eyes again, he seems a bit less frustrated with himself. "Our marriage, this isn't a mandatory part of it," Shen Wei says at last, and then grimaces, like that might not have come out quite like he wanted it to. Zhao Yunlan thinks he gets the idea, though. He flattens his palm against Shen Wei's robes, over his collarbone. The lace already feels familiar under his touch, like his skin knows the feeling of Shen Wei's clothes. "But you want me, right?" he asks. And even after that kiss, he still feels a moment of breathless dread over what Shen Wei might say. "Of course. Always," Shen Wei says, like it's a simple truth. The weight of it hits Zhao Yunlan all at once. His breath shudders and his heart feels like it might burst, and there's no way Shen Wei can just say that. Not like that. Not with such conviction. He wants to hug Shen Wei and bury his face in his hair and maybe just hide there for a moment. But Shen Wei is looking at him with that same breathless anticipation mixed with fear that Zhao Yunlan had just felt, and he has to... "I want this. Whatever happens with everything... I want to have this moment with you, Shen Wei." He can't promise more than that. He can't even imagine the always that Shen Wei might mean. But Shen Wei is smiling at him, warm and happy, and maybe whatever Zhao Yunlan can give is enough for now. He leans in to kiss Shen Wei again. They end up in Shen Wei's bedroom. The bed is less fluffy and filled with pillows than previous experience had led Zhao Yunlan to expect. But it is very big, and everything is red, with some gold sprinkled in for flavour. Zhao Yunlan stops kissing Shen Wei long enough to look at the bed, and then look at Shen Wei with a raised eyebrow. "Did you do that for the wedding? Or do you really like red?" Shen Wei blushes a bit, and then makes a small fond-sounding huff. "I may have had some hopes of sharing a marital bed with you, Zhao Yunlan." Somehow, Shen Wei says that with an entirely straight face, despite the blush. Zhao Yunlan, on the other hand, bursts out laughing. He lets his head fall against Shen Wei's shoulder as he chuckles quietly. Shen Wei strokes his back and Zhao Yunlan shivers. The lust that had simmered down somewhat for a moment rears up again eagerly. "My chamber presence took my words quite literally," Shen Wei adds. "Of course it did. Even Zhao Yunlan has learned how to talk to a chamber presence by now." But if Shen Wei wants a bed decked in red and gold, then Zhao Yunlan doesn't really mind. Even if it is maybe just a bit too much for him. "I'll just assume that it's traditional," Zhao Yunlan says with another little laugh, and then moves his head a bit so he can press a kiss to the side of Shen Wei's jaw. "It is," Shen Wei says, sounding a bit breathless now. Zhao Yunlan grins to himself and keeps pressing small kisses along Shen Wei's jaw and up towards his ear. Shen Wei makes a delightful little noise as Zhao Yunlan nips at his earlobe. "Zhao Yunlan," he growls, and then grabs a tighter hold of Zhao Yunlan and in a ridiculously smooth move twists them around and falls backwards into the bed, with Zhao Yunlan on top of him. Zhao Yunlan pulls away a bit, bracing his hands against the mattress and the red silk sheets. Shen Wei looks very satisfied with himself too, he notes, Zhao Yunlan huffs, and then presses his mouth against Shen Wei's in a sloppy kiss. Shen Wei bites at his lip, and he whimpers slightly, heat pooling like liquid fire in his belly. He pulls away reluctantly. Shen Wei, he says, and tries to calm his breathing down. The chamber presence, Zhao Yunlan grimaces. He's pretty sure he's going to sound ridiculous to someone who's used to having an AI in his bedroom all the time. Shen Wei touches his cheek lightly and smiles. I can turn it off if it makes you uncomfortable, Shen Wei says. Zhao Yunlan breathes a little relieved sigh. I meant it, Zhao Yunlan. Just tell me if there's something that makes you uncomfortable. I'm far too used to all of this to always realize. Zhao Yunlan kind of wants to tell him he's been doing a hell of a good job of it so far, but he's a bit too busy trying to fight the sudden prickle of tears behind his eyes. This is definitely not the time, he tells himself, and blinks his eyes furiously. Zhao Yunlan? Shen Wei asks hesitantly. Zhao Yunlan brushes his lips against Shen Wei's cheek. Thank you, he whispers. He's not quite sure he could manage anything more right at that moment. Shen Wei makes a small noise of realization and wraps his arms around Zhao Yunlan and holds him tight against himself. Xiao Yan, would you leave us alone until I tell you otherwise? Shen Wei asks, and Zhao Yunlan feels oddly relieved that he talks to his chamber presence like an actual person. At least, Zhao Yunlan doesn't feel so weird about doing the same. Except he never did ask the one in his room for its name. Of course, my lord, the perfectly pleasant voice answers. It sounds slightly different than the one in Zhao Yunlan's room does. Maybe they're all different. I think I still remember how to undress myself, Shen Wei muses quietly. Zhao Yunlan feels a moment of surprise, and then he's laughing helplessly. Shen Wei holds him and makes a small pleased sound that makes Zhao Yunlan laugh a bit harder. I can help you with that, Zhao Yunlan says, once the laughter fades away. Undressing Shen Wei is an experience. The robes he's wearing are a bit more involved than Zhao Yunlan had expected. Shen Wei's hands try to sneak in to help him at a particularly tricky bit, and Zhao Yunlan stops, looking up at him with a mock scowl. No, I'm doing this, he tells Shen Wei. The lust burning hot and heavy in Zhao Yunlan's belly is urgent enough that part of him wants to let Shen Wei help him. Part of him wants to see if he can just rip all of that silk and lace away from Shen Wei. The rest of him feels ridiculously thrilled at peeling away all those layers of fabric from Shen Wei, like he's opening some immeasurably precious gift. He kind of wants to laugh at himself. As you wish, Shen Wei says, and his voice is trembling slightly. Zhao Yunlan unwraps one more piece of Shen Wei, pressing his lips to the now bare shoulder. He keeps slowly undressing Shen Wei, kissing every piece of newly exposed skin. By the time Shen Wei is standing naked in front of him, his gorgeous cock hard and straining up against his belly, Shen Wei is trembling all over. Zhao Yunlan lets the last pieces of fabric fall to the ground and steps closer to Shen Wei. He presses his lips against the base of Shen Wei's neck, and Shen Wei whimpers, but doesn't make a single move, just stay standing in place, trembling slightly, like he's been doing all this time. Zhao Yunlan takes a step back and holds his arms away from his body. Your turn, he says, even though all he wants is to plaster himself all over Shen Wei's glorious body. Shen Wei blinks at him, and it seems to take him a moment to understand what Zhao Yunlan means. Then Shen Wei blinks again, and in the next moment his hands are unbuttoning the jacket robe thing Zhao Yunlan is wearing. Shen Wei's hands might be shaking slightly, but his fingers have lost none of their agility as he makes quick work of the buttons. Zhao Yunlan is ridiculously relieved that his clothing is as simple as it is, even if he might wish for a few buttons less. There's no way he could just stand there and wait for as long as Shen Wei had, not with Shen Wei's hands roaming all over him. Then, thankfully quickly, Zhao Yunlan is just as naked as Shun Wei. Shun Wei pulls Zhao Yunlan flush against his body. Zhao Yunlan's moan is swallowed by Shun Wei's lips against his. Shun Wei takes a few steps backwards, closer to the bed, never letting go of Zhao Yunlan. They have to stop kissing for long enough to get into the bed. Shun Wei's body presses Zhao Yunlan down into the mattress. Shun Wei's hard cock is pressed against Zhao Yunlan's belly, and Zhao Yunlan tries to pull Shun Wei closer, straining up to kiss him again. Shun Wei's hair falls around him in cascades, little bells tinkling merrily. Then Shun Wei is trying to move away from him, and Zhao Yunlan makes a noise of protest, holding on a bit tighter. Shun Wei makes a small huff and presses a quick little kiss to Zhao Yunlan's lips. I just need to get some things. Right, yes, things, Zhao Yunlan thinks and reluctantly lets go of Shun Wei. They need things, definitely. Lube would be good at least. Shun Wei gets off the bed and then walks away from it, and who the hell puts their things that far away from the bed? It does give him a chance to admire Shun Wei's magnificent ass, though, and all the rest of that beautiful body. Why do you have to go that far away? Zhao Yunlan whines. Shun Wei casts a glance back at him before finally stopping in front of some kind of cabinet. Usually, I have a chamber presence, he points out with some amusement. Oh, right, Zhao Yunlan thinks. Very handy, chamber presences. Can float things around. Am I going to be completely confused by your things? Zhao Yunlan asks, the haze of lust finally fading enough that his brain seems to be working again. More or less. Shun Wei returns to the bed with a very pretty ornamental box in his hands. He looks at Zhao Yunlan with a bit of surprise, like he hadn't quite thought of that any more than Zhao Yunlan had. I don't know, Shun Wei admits. He sits down on the edge of the bed, and Zhao Yunlan crawls over to plaster himself against Shun Wei's back. He moves Shun Wei's hair out of the way so he can kiss Shun Wei's neck. All right, let's see it, Zhao Yunlan says. Shun Wei sighs a little, but the way he leans his head back against Zhao Yunlan, one hand coming to rest over Zhao Yunlan's over Shun Wei's waist, tells him Shun Wei doesn't actually mind all that much. Then Shun Wei opens the box. And the first thing Zhao Yunlan can tell is that even Shun Wei's sex toys look expensive. There's not that many of them, and at least they look mostly familiarly shaped, which is probably not that surprising, he supposes. So, tell me, Zhao Yunlan says anyway, because he's not going to make any assumptions, and he really wants to hear Shun Wei talk about sex toys. Shun Wei makes a little muffled noise, and Zhao Yunlan hides his grin against Shun Wei's shoulder. Shun Wei is a fascinating mix of forward and bashful. He goes around in see-through clothing, and then suddenly gets embarrassed about talking about his sex toys. The explanations that follow are almost clinical, which in some cases is actually useful. Because, yeah, mostly a dildo is a dildo, right? But, apparently, it might have some uses that are new to Zhao Yunlan. He's never considered finding out about space sex toys before. But that's probably something for another time. Zhao Yunlan presses a kiss against Shun Wei's shoulder again. It feels like every part of him is aching with lust at this point, and he really needs to do something. And well, lube at least is lube. Zhao Yunlan reaches out to take out the lube from the box. Do we need anything else? He asks, and isn't quite prepared for the way Shun Wei turns around and pushes him down against the bed, and then more or less tries to devour Zhao Yunlan's mouth. It doesn't take Zhao Yunlan very long to catch on, and he wraps his arms around Shun Wei and kisses back with just as much enthusiasm. Shun Wei pulls away and then nuzzles into the crook of Zhao Yunlan's shoulder as he takes a moment to catch his breath. Zhao Yunlan is busy trying to calm his own breathing, and he strokes Shun Wei's hair, the tiny bells making their delicate music as he does so. His cock throbs insistently, trapped between their bodies. Please, fuck me, Zhao Yunlan, Shun Wei whispers roughly against Zhao Yunlan's neck, in a plea that sounds almost desperate. Heat flares through Zhaoyunlan, and he gasps like someone just punched him. He'd thought Sun Wei would... Oh, but that's good too. Definitely. Yes, Zhaoyunlan breathes out. For a moment, both of them just lie there breathing and clutching at each other. You kind of have to get off me first, Xia Wei, he says lightly. Sun Wei shudders, a little whimper escaping him at that nickname. He does move away after a moment, though, rolling over to lie next to Zhaoyunlan. Zhaoyunlan shivers at the loss of contact, feeling cold suddenly without Sun Wei's skin pressed against all of him. He rolls over to his side and trails his hand down the length of Sun Wei's arm. Sun Wei shivers lightly and stares at Zhaoyunlan with dark eyes, his pupils blown wide. Any preferences? Zhaoyunlan asks. Sun Wei shakes his head. Anything you want, he says, in that same rough, breathy voice. Zhaoyunlan's cock twitches again, and yeah, Zhaoyunlan is definitely good with this. It goes both ways, by the way, Xia Wei, he says, and notices the way Sun Wei shivers at the nickname again. You should tell me if I do anything that makes you uncomfortable. Zhaoyunlan should probably have said that earlier, but he'd been a bit overwhelmed at the time. He's not quite sure how he feels about the way Sun Wei looks at him with surprise, but Sun Wei just nods quickly, and Zhaoyunlan leans in to kiss him. I mean it, Xia Wei. Tell me, please. Sun Wei winds his arms around Zhaoyunlan. I know, he says quietly. I will, he promises. Zhaoyunlan brushes a kiss against Sun Wei's cheek, and then licks and nips his way down all the way to Sun Wei's nipples. He sucks and nips at Sun Wei's nipple and is delighted at the way it makes Sun Wei moan. Zhaoyunlan has a stray thought of Sun Wei's nipples decorated in gold jewellery. Considering all the pretty things Sun Wei will decorate himself with. Do you ever add jewellery to these? Zhaoyunlan asks, lifting his head up enough that he can look at Sun Wei's face. He pinches Sun Wei's other nipple between his fingers. Sun Wei gasps. Yes, he breathes out, and then says nothing more. Good, Zhaoyunlan says, rolling Sun Wei's nipple between his fingers. Sun Wei's head falls back, a moan slipping out of his mouth. I'd like to see that. Zhaoyunlan continues, and then twists Sun Wei's nipple. Sun Wei gasps, and heat flares inside Zhaoyunlan like a wildfire. Anytime you want, Sun Wei somehow manages to get out between shuddering breaths. Zhaoyunlan leans down to lick Sun Wei's nipple in apology. Sun Wei shivers and moans under him. Zhaoyunlan's cock throbs in a way that makes it clear that he can't keep this up for too long. Zhaoyunlan slides down the length of Sun Wei's body. He presses a tiny kiss to the tip of Sun Wei's hard cock, and it jerks at the touch. Spread your legs for me, my treasure, Zhaoyunlan urges. Sun Wei whimpers and does as he's told. Zhaoyunlan reaches for the loop he'd dropped on the bed earlier. It takes a moment to figure out how to open the thing, stupid space containers making things too simple. He spreads lube over his fingers, and then reaches out to slide the tip of one finger into Sun Wei's puckered hole. Sun Wei's breath hitches slightly, and carefully Zhaoyunlan pushes his finger deeper. One of Sun Wei's knees falls to the side, like he's trying to offer Zhaoyunlan more access. Zhaoyunlan stretches Sun Wei's hole carefully, slowly adding more lube and fingers, even though his own cock is throbbing with the need to be buried inside Sun Wei's tight, hot ass. Please, Sun Wei begs, nearly incoherent as he continues. I'm ready, please, now. Fuck, Zhaoyunlan thinks, as his cock jerks at the sound of Sun Wei's please. At this rate, he's going to come before he's even inside Sun Wei. Zhaoyunlan pulls his fingers out of Sun Wei's ass and quickly slicks up his cock. He positions himself at Sun Wei's entrance. Sun Wei's leg wraps around him, his ankle pressing against Zhaoyunlan's ass, urging him forward. Zhaoyunlan pushes his cock inside Sun Wei slowly. Shenhui's tight hole clenches around him, and Zhao Yunlan has to stop for a moment and take some deep breaths. "Fuck, but you're so tight around me, Xiaowei," he tells Shenhui before he pushes in deeper. Shenhui moans, his foot pressing tightly against Zhao Yunlan's ass. Soon enough, Zhao Yunlan is all the way inside, his balls pressing against Shunwei's ass. He gives himself a small moment before he slowly rolls his hips. Shenhui moans again. He looks up at Zhao Yunlan, eyes heavy with lust. "Can you lift your legs on my shoulders?" Zhao Yunlan asks. Shenhui blinks and takes a small moment before he nods in answer. It takes a bit of effort from both of them before Shenhui's legs are where Zhao Yunlan wants them. Zhao Yunlan pulls away until only the tip of his cock is inside Shenhui, and then thrusts back inside, hard and fast, until Shenhui is folded nearly in half. There's no way Zhao Yunlan can manage anything slow and gentle anymore. Shenhui makes a breathy gasp, his hands fisting the red silk sheets. "Please," Shenhui begs again. "Harder." Zhao Yunlan is more than happy to oblige, fucking into Shenhui over and over. Shenhui keeps moaning and whimpering. "Please, daddy," Shenhui begs, sounding half incoherent, and Zhao Yunlan stops. He swallows, his cock throbs insistently, but he's not. Shenhui can't think he's. "Fuck!" "Please, Zhao Yunlan, daddy, please," he begs again. Zhao Yunlan doesn't quite think Shenhui knows what he's saying, but the tight knot in Zhao Yunlan's belly unravels at the sound of his own name, at the knowledge that Shenhui hasn't forgotten who's fucking him. "It's all right, my treasure," Zhao Yunlan says quietly, rolling his hips slowly. Shenhui whimpers again. Zhao Yunlan bites his lip slightly, not quite sure of his next words, and then says them anyway. "Daddy will take care of you, my Xiaowei." Shenhui cries out, and Zhao Yunlan's belly swoops, lust burning through him. He wraps his hand around Shenhui's throbbing cock. He keeps fucking into Shenhui a bit more slowly now, stroking Shenhui's cock in rhythm with his thrusts. Shenhui keeps making little noises that make lust spike through Zhao Yunlan. "Will you come for me, my treasure? Come for Daddy," Zhao Yunlan tells him, pushing his cock deep into Shenhui's ass. Shenhui's cock jerks in Zhao Yunlan's hand, and Shenhui yells as he comes. Cum splatters against both of their bellies. Shenhui's ass clenches around Zhao Yunlan's cock, and Zhao Yunlan makes a few quick, hard thrusts before he too is coming, his cock pumping his release into Shenhui's ass. Black spots swim in Zhao Yunlan's vision for a moment, at the force of his orgasm. He just barely remembers to ease Shenhui's legs off of his shoulders. Shenhui is barely there enough to help, before letting himself fall forward on top of Shenhui, uncaring of the cum and sweat smearing over both of them, his cock still buried inside Shenhui. He presses a tired, sloppy kiss to Shenhui's cheek, and then lets his head fall to Shenhui's shoulder. He's just going to stay here for a while. Sometime later, he feels Shenhui's arms come up to hold him. "Zhao Yunlan," Shenhui says, and his words sound a bit slurred. "Zhao Yunlan," he says again, this time a bit more clearly, and his arms hold on to Zhao Yunlan a bit more tightly. He doesn't say anything more. For some reason, there seems to be something warm curled around Zhao Yunlan's heart.